Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know that I sure am because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Party.
Yeah.
Let's get to our contestant, who is Paul in University Place. Paul, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Taryn, your host, and Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Paul will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
What does ASAP stand for?
As soon as possible.
Correct. What is the main spice used in a traditional chai tea?
Pass.
The longest river in the world is located on which continent?
Asia.
No.
Europe.
No.
South America.
No. In which sport would you find a scrum?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
In which sport would you find a scrum?
Pass.
Which dam in Washington hosts a nightly laser show in the summertime?
Gorge.
No.
Pass.
Amit, Dweezil, Moon Unit, and Diva are the children of which late musician?
What? Pass.
Which animal is known as the ship of the desert?
Camel.
Yes. What 2017 animated film features a character named Miguel who travels to the land of the dead?
Coco.
Yes. Which artist had the first tour to gross more than $1 billion?
Taylor Swift.
That is correct. And with that, Paul, you get 4 correct.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible.
Fun fact about Paul. It's his first time ever playing Beat Migs.
Oh, well, you did better than I did my first time, Paul.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it.
Steve is back, and are you ready, sir?
All right.
What does ASAP stand for?
As soon as possible.
That's right. What is the main spice used in a traditional chai tea?
Mint?
No.
Cinnamon?
No.
Tea bags.
No. The longest river in the world is located on which continent?
I'm going to say Africa.
Yes. In which sport would you find a scrum?
Rugby.
Correct. Which dam in Washington hosts a nightly laser show in the summertime?
Oh, no idea. Beaver Dam?
Nope.
Hoover Dam?
Nope.
The Dam of Chehalis?
No. Amit, Dweezil, Moon Unit, and Diva are the children of which late musician?
Late great Frank Zappa.
That is correct. What animal is known as the ship of the desert?
Camel.
Yes. What 2017 animated film features a character named Miguel who travels to the land of the dead?
Encanto?
No.
Up?
No.
Miguel's dead friend?
No. Which artist had the first tour to gross more than $1 billion?
Is that Taylor Swift?
It is.
Yep.
How many Grammy nominations has Alice in Chains had?
4.
No.
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
Damn it. 3?
No, 11.
11, good for them.
But Steve, wow, you got 6 correct, which is a win.
Let's
6
go.
To 4. Paul, we would love for you to call and play again sometime, my friend.
All right, sounds good. Thanks so much.
Have a good weekend. You're sampling the best. Better than all the
rest. Better than anyone. The main spice used in a traditional chai tea, cardamom.
Oh, gosh. If you need to tell me to just name every spice that you know, I would never get that.
And if you're looking for an
cardamom?
Cardamom. If you're looking for an educational laser show in the summertime, Steve Miggs, you can find that at the Grand Coulee Dam.
Grand Coulee.
Yes. And then the animated film with Miguel who travels to the land of the dead, our friend Paul knew that is Coco.
Oh, okay.
And as I just told you, Alice in Chains has had 11 Grammy nominations.
The Daily Miggs Show.
The website Loudwire put together a list of the best God-tier rock songs from the 1980s.
I do like that term, God-tier.
Yeah, like the best of the best. And last week we time traveled to the 70s. Now we're doing the 80s. They said that this is one of their God-tier songs.
I mean, how do you argue? Any decade that AC/DC is putting out music, I feel like they're going to be in it. In fact, when we did the 70s God-tier songs, it was Highway to Hell.
Oh, yeah. So we decided to get some rockaholics on the phone that believe they are true 80s music aficionados. So how this is going to work is we are going to play one of the bands on the list and go track by track. You're going to start with the drums, Steve
Miggs? Start with the drums, usually then the bass or the guitar, and then end up with the vocals for the chorus. So you got to figure it out before the vocals kick in. Otherwise, you're not a music aficionado.
So let's talk to Solomon from Seattle. What's up, Solomon?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Solomon, what is your all-time favorite band from the 80s?
Oh, I have Prince.
Prince!
Oh, good choice!
Pick. Wasn't expecting that.
I'm a huge Prince fan. I've seen him concert 29 times.
Wow! You know what's funny? It's not one of the songs on the one that we're going to challenge you with, but Prince and the Revolution, Let's Go Crazy, is considered to be a God-tier song from 1984.
Nice. There you go. Yeah, my first concert was the Yes Festival in 1983.
Oh, that's badass!
All right. Yeah, I feel like this one... All right, Solomon, I think this one's pretty easy for you, but let's see if you can figure it out. We'll start with the drums, and we'll just kind of add some instruments as we go along. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right.
Oh, I know it.
Taryn's got it. We'll add a little bass.
A bit.
A little guitar first, actually. There's no bass yet.
Love it, everybody. A bit.
No.
Hold on. Oh, it's a Def Leppard.
Def Leppard.
You got it, baby.
Pour some sugar on me, baby.
Nice work, Solomon.
You know what's crazy? That they when they recorded this record, this was like a last-minute addition to Hysteria.
Oh.
And it wasn't a hit at first, but thanks to strip clubs, and I'm not joking, the success of the song at strip clubs actually turned it into a massive hit for the band, and then it, you know, obviously the rest is history.
Yes. All right, let's get Rich from Port Angeles on the line. Rich, are you there?
I am here.
All right, Rich, what's your favorite band from the 80s?
My favorite band from the 80s, Metallica was big because I was born in 77.
Hell
so,
yes.
You know, I grew Metallica.
That's a great pick. This is not Metallica, though, but we'll play a song from the 80s that's considered God tier, and you have to guess what song it is. Are you ready?
Yes.
Starting off with the drums. A little bass.
Oh, got it.
Oh, my gosh.
A little guitar. Come on, Rich.
I have no clue.
Oh. Sweet Child of Mine, my man.
Roses.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We got there eventually.
That's one of those songs, if you played the guitar riff, I think people will be able to figure it out. And that was just like a little warm-up thing that Slash used to do before, like, they would jam and practice. And then finally, I think it was Axl or Duff was just like, hey, man, what are you doing with your fingers right there? Let's turn it into a song.
We like it.
One of the biggest songs that they ever put out.
We've got Matt from Puyallup who wants to play the game. Good morning, Matt. Who's your favorite band from the 80s?
Gotta be Judas Priest.
Yes.
Nice. Well, this is not Judas Priest, but let's see if you can figure out what God-tier song this is from the 80s. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Once again, we'll start with the drums. Throw a little bass. So far, Taryn doesn't have it. I think once the other instruments kick in, you'll figure it out. Here we go.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
What do you think, Matt?
Boy, this one's killing me.
Oh, you're going to be so mad at yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Jump!
Van Halen, jump. Yep. Yeah, my bad.
How
that was
dare
tricky,
you.
Too.
Well, okay, maybe a little too young, but I remember when this song came out on MTV, and like my fellow rocker friends were not happy because what is he doing playing a keyboard and not the guitar?
He got all soft and then put out their biggest hit ever.
Bunch of wusses. And they're like, yeah, we're making a lot of money being a bunch of wusses.
The Daily Migs Show.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Men, apparently you are hiding your hobbies from your friends.
Oh, great.
There's a list of online hobbies and interests that men have that they keep a secret from their buddies.
I wish people wouldn't feel embarrassed to do whatever it is that they love to do.
Be proud.
But I mean, the world we live in, it's never going to happen.
But there is some really good stuff in this chat, so we're going to go straight to the comments.
We found a few of these comments about things that guys are just embarrassed to admit that they enjoy doing as a hobby. And we picked a certain special person to read it, someone who I feel like epitomizes a true masculine man. Peter Griffin from Family Guy.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, it just seemed about right. So Natural. We have Robot Peter reading some of these comments. Are you ready for the first comment?
Yes.
I'll admit I like romantic comedies and fruity cocktails. I want my drink to taste good and not like stale bread.
Yeah, Danny.
Oh, wow.
Give me a Mai Tai or a pina colada, baby. I am a sucker for those. Like, that's
like,
one
like
of my...
a Cosmo or a lemon drop?
No, that's too pansy. Give me a good pina colada.
Oh, my God.
Whenever I go on vacation, I feel like that's when all bets are off. And you can have, like, the fruitiest of drinks.
Yeah.
With the umbrella and all that. And all the crazy colors make it look silly with all, like, a rainbow of colors, baby.
Double fist those things.
And I'm also not opposed to a good rom-com.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, of course.
You don't like romantic comedies?
I mean, it's fine.
Oh. Yeah. Who the hell are we working with? Are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
About hobbies that men enjoy that they're embarrassed to tell their friends?
My wife and I watch every season of Love is Blind on Netflix. I love it.
That's from Danny, actually.
It absolutely was.
Thank you.
We have one more.
Sewing?
And why was the robot Peter laughing about that?
Wasn't that you, Steve?
That is me.
You have some seamstress skills.
Sewing.
No, I don't enjoy doing it.
Okay.
It's just not that hard to do. And I don't understand why people are like, my wife is like that. I'm sure you're like that. I feel like every female is like, I don't know how to sew. Can you sew? And every dude does it in their relationship.
Wait, are you considered a seamstress or are you a seamster?
I'm a seamster.
A seamster. Okay.
Yes.
Let's actually check in with Solomon on 405 South. Solomon, you have a hobby that you keep from your friends. What is it?
Yeah. Hey, first of all, I just want to let you guys know I'll be seeing you at Stanwood.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, I need to put a face to the name.
So do we. I've been waiting to meet Solomon.
That's right.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm always the, never the, the bride, always bridesmaid on that damn Beat Migs.
Okay, well, what hobby do you enjoy that you like to keep a secret from your friends?
I like to go dancing.
What kind of dancing?
Lumbana. Well, I like to let, you know, first of all, I love music. I listen to anything from Judas Priest to Prince, you know, but I love electronic music.
Nice! And,
so, matter of fact, I went to the NAF revival. I mean, you guys know what NAF was, right?
Oh, yeah. For like, yeah, the old raves.
I was in the NAF revival last weekend, and you know, I don't bug anybody. I just keep to myself, you know, bring a little Red Bull for my vodka for my Red Bull, and dance the night away.
Solomon, my man, I'm not opposed to a good festival with like a late night tent with some EDM going. Granted, I'm dancing like no one's watching.
Yes,
because I don't even give an F.
I'm definitely watching, Steve.
I know you are.
When you shake that booty,
let's go. All right, we have another comment about the hobbies that men enjoy that they're embarrassed to tell their friends.
I secretly love motivational quotes, but I'm too proud to admit that I have a notebook full of my favorites.
I mean, that's very uplifting.
I follow a couple of Instagram pages that are just like those motivational quotes, and every day you see it, and it just kind of gets me fired
up.
You
just like pound on your chest. You're like, yeah!
Let's take on the world, brother.
Bubble baths.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love a good bubble bath? And one more of the hobbies that men enjoy that they like to keep secrets from their friends.
I build Legos, play with my cat, and watch elephant, cat, and dog videos.
That all sounds great.
You know, that one's weird.
The Daily Migs Show.
The world's biggest Big Mac fan is a gentleman named Don Gorski. He's 71 years old, and he just hit another major milestone. He's been eating two Big Macs a day.
Okay, I remember this guy.
For 53 years. So this past Saturday, he just ate his 35,000th Big Mac.
Wow.
This is him breaking his next record.
You better appreciate this, because I say I had to slow down to one a day for 3 days here. driving me nuts. So this is definitely 35,000. It's no more, no less. I've counted every single one.
Okay. This is crazy that he had a crowd there to watch this. Although, you know, if I had nothing going on, I might swing by the McDonald's to see what's going on, too.
Do you think they even charge him, or do you think they just give him the Big Macs when he shows up?
There's a reason why McDonald's is still in business. They right? charge him. He's helping them stay afloat.
Well, Don started this quest back in 1972. That's when he had his very first Big Mac. So this leads us to want to ask a simple question. We'll start with Eric from Arlington. Eric, our simple question is this. In your whole life, what do you think you have eaten the most of?
Oh, it's definitely got to be pizza.
Pizza. What's your go-to?
Well, I've worked at three different pizza places. I've worked at Little Caesars, Godfather's when they were in business, and Alfie's Pizza. And my favorite would be Godfather's, but they're nice. Out of business.
And what's your favorite topping?
Pepperoni. Yeah.
Nice.
It's a classic.
Dude, I got sucked into YouTube. There was like a blurb that just said, Seattle's best pizza. And it was about how like Seattle's considered to be the best place to get pizza, which is kind of crazy. And this guy went to all like a bunch of different pizza places. I'm like, oh, I'll give this a watch. I'm curious to see what he picked. Didn't realize it was a 25-minute long video, which I watched all 25
of
minutes
course.
Of. And I'm just watching some random dude I don't know just eat pizza. One of the top ones, Dan, I don't know if you've heard of it. It's like called Post Alley Pizza.
No, I don't think I have.
He took a bite of it, and I felt like the guy was about to have a happy moment.
Well, Post Alley's not that far. Should we just go right now?
Screw it. Turn on some songs. We're out.
206-803-ROCK. Trucker Rob, our simple question to you. In your whole life, what do you think you have eaten the most of?
Good morning, gentlemen and ladies.
Good morning.
What's up?
I would say without a doubt, and it might sound weird, it's wild game. Deer, elk, stuff like that. I've probably eaten that. I eat that probably 2-3 times a week, and I've probably eaten that for, I can't quick count how many years, because I've also found out that wild game meat is way better for you than normal beef, because who knows what the beef has in it, you know, if it's got antibiotics or whatever. But they've already proven that wild game is way better for you and healthier than than burgers and beef.
Rob, one of my buddies I play hockey with, he would always come into the locker room back in the day when I was eating meat, and he would bring us elk jerky. And, like, he was a hunter, so he was, like, fresh. Well, not, you know, fresh. You know what I mean? Like, he hunted it. He turned it into jerky, and it was amazing.
Nice. Oh, yeah. I do all that myself, man. I do all the pepperoni, the summer sausage, and it just never get tired of it. I mean, it's just like, what are you having? Deer, elk, bear, cougar.
Which is cougar? Careful now.
The Daily Migs Show.